Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast. On today's episode, I will be looking at several shows to expect this upcoming month of September. I'm going to give you a whole list in detail. I'm going to give you a list first and then we kick on the show where I will give you details of what to expect. I'm going to start things off with One Piece. It comes off on the 31st of September. Disenchantment, the 1st of September. Love at First Sight, that comes on the 15th of September. Virgin River, September 7th. Once Upon a Crime, 14th September. Erengard, Art of Seduction, 14th of September. Gamera, Rebirth, 7th of September. A Time You Called, 8th of September. Spy Ops, 8th of September. What else? Miss Education, 15th of September. That is what I will be touching on this very episode. So I'm going to get into detail on what to expect in terms of the things that are coming out. I've watched a few trailers of all the things that I'll be talking about. So I know very little of information, except for those shows that are returning for 3rd, 4th, 5th, even 6th season. So let's get on with the show. Roll the intro.
Listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast hosted by Reese Chanson.
Okay, let's start things off with One Piece. The Straw Hats make their first debut in live action film, really, with the courtesy of Netflix. They make it onto the big screen. Of course, hopefully Netflix do not mess this up, because we have known how they've messed up a lot of shows with this live adaptation nonsense. They did it with Bleach. They did it with a bunch of shows. Now, hopefully they do not do the same hip of nonsense once again. Now, let's get to the point. Monkey D. Luffy goes on a never-ending adventure. Seriously, this guy has been going on adventures since 1999, I think. In the anime version, episodes over 1,000. But he gets a live adaptation series. Will the series flop? Will the series make it? I don't know. What all I know is expect a lot of camaraderie, a lot of family connections, a lot of action, great fantasy. And it's also based on a manga that everybody knows and everybody's in love with. So it's a very popular manga. So Netflix really have to deliver. Otherwise, there will be a lot of serious problems. I'm telling you, there'll be a lot of serious problems. And if secondly, we're going to talk about Disenchantment that comes out on the 1st of September. It's a new season. It's a part 5 of the show. And this one, Princess Bean has to save Dreamland by destroying her mother. If you watched the previous season, you know that her mother is really trying hard to destroy her and get her to fulfill her fantasy. Not her fantasy, rather her, what's this word? Her destiny, in a way, which is to destroy everything and everyone that she holds dear to herself. Now the question will be, will she be able to defeat her mother after discovering a whole new thing about her, or will she succumb to the prophecy and do as the prophecy foretells? It's going to be interesting, and if you have not seen it, I think you should check it out from the first season. It's a witty, adventurous, and royalty-based type of anime, so a lot of folks will enjoy it. It's not really an anime, it's a cartoon, let's be honest, but I don't want to get shot in the foot by the anime lovers, me be myself, but that's why I'm disqualified. It's not a Japanese anime, like, oh my god, it's a fucking cartoon. Moving on. Virgin River, which comes out 7th of September, season 5. So it's a brand new season. Mel and Jack are back yet for another season. They will have to adjust to a new path. They'll have to make do with what business they have to deal with, to try to make their lives flourish in town, and also be aware of new threats and secrets that will emerge into the light that could destroy the very fabric of their reality. So it's a bit soapy. So if you've watched soapy shows, this is a vibe for you. It's a bit bittersweet. It's got drama and a bit of romance. So it's good for the couple, family, and everybody else in between. And of course, we're moving on to another anime, Gamera Rebirth. Now, this is another fucking kaiju story. I've had it. I've watched too many kaiju stories from Netflix, and I loved each and every one of them. So I'm looking for this forward for this one. This one is a series that comes out September 7th. The story takes place in Tokyo, 1989, where four kids witness this turtle kaiju. It's a turtle. I've seen dinosaurs, I've seen everything, never seen a turtle one, so I'm looking forward to this. A turtle kaiju Gamera, and they have to bravely find ways to defeat this monstrous man-eating creature. So it's a sci-fi anime. It's very explosive. It's a semi-historical fictional piece, so you will be excited to watch this. If you're like me and you enjoy all these kaiju-related animes that Netflix has been dropping, you're going to really enjoy this one. Now, moving on with another... we're moving on to a documentary, to be honest. It's called Spy Ops. It comes out... It's a series, basically. It comes out September 8th. As it stands, or as it's detailed after watching the trailer, of course, it's intelligence operatives from MI6 to the KGB, whatever, to CIA, who share insider stories of spycraft, Cold War campaigns, and coups they carried out as covert agents. So basically, it's just a bunch of former spies telling stories and sharing a pint about how they fucked third world countries. That's basically it. I don't care how they present it, how they deal with it, but I will be watching it September 8th. It's captivating, it's provocative, it's a documentary, so it's about spies. Expect some James Bondy type of vibe, I guess. It's reality, so if you're into documentaries, especially about military spy type of covert stuff, this will be for you. And moving on with the show, we've got A Time Called You. It's also a series that comes out 8th of September. So a lot of stuff will be coming out on the 8th of September. So that means it's going to be a lot to take in. And I plan on doing a review of all this. So it's going to be a lot of watching for me and a lot of work. But hopefully I get it done in time. Anyway, A Time Called You. It's a series, September 8th, as you mentioned. It's about a time-traveling woman, a grieving woman, basically, who lost her lover. Time travels to the past where she meets a man who resembles her former lover, and she tries to rekindle a forbidden, odd love, I guess. In a way, if she travels to the past, she's basically making this guy a pedo. Like, the guy who she falls in love with is definitely a pedophile, because he's basically dating a fetus. Because she's not born yet. You get what I'm saying. Anyway, moving on. It's nostalgic. It's a time travel piece. So it's got love, it's got drama, and it's Korean and it's drama. So it will be interesting. So ever since I was introduced to this Korean type of dramas, I've really fallen in love with them, and I enjoy them all the time. So I think everyone should definitely check this one out. Of course, and then follows a Danish type of drama. Erengard, The Art of Seduction, is a movie that comes out 14th of September. It's got Bridgerton type of vibes. Everybody's calling it that. I've seen the comment sections of when I saw the trailer on YouTube on the Netflix channel. So everyone is saying it's got Bridgerton vibes. So I checked it out. I watched the trailer, and I have to say it does have those type of vibes. It's Danish, so bit Danish royalty type of vibes. So the story is basically a connoisseur of love, like a practitioner of the art of seduction, is appointed or instructed to teach the son of the Duchess, or the Grand Duchess, really, the art of seduction. The boy is timid, the boy is whack, the boy's got no game. So this dude comes into the royal palace or the royal, I don't know what the royal is, it's a trade, I saw a trade, I don't know a lot of things, comes into this scenery to teach this man how to woo women, and ends up wooing a woman he shouldn't be wooing and finding himself some romance. So it should be an interesting take. It's the historic period piece. It's Danish, I already mentioned. It's romantic, it's comedy, it's got a bit intimacy. So I say this is a great show to Netflix and chill with your lover. And condomize, by the way.
Or don't.
It's really up to you. Anyway, and moving on, Once Upon a Crime. Well, this is another bullshit story on Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and all the porridge and all the nonsense that they come up with. So basically, this is another spin-off, another parody, another nonsense. But this happens to be Japanese, so it might be actually interesting. So according to this, it's just Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella go to the royal ball, apparently, I'm assuming. I don't fucking know. Or Little Riding Hood becomes the detective. I really don't know what's going on. All I know is I saw the little trailer, saw a few clips, and I noticed it's about Cinderella, there's Little Red Riding Hood in there, and there's a crime. Somebody gets killed, and somebody's got to investigate it. And Cinderella might be suspect, because she runs away with a slipper. Which makes it an interesting dramatic take on the, you know, the fairy tale. So will it be a good ending or a horrible ending? I really don't know. So it's a bit quirky, it's comedy, it's mystery, and of course it's got fantasy vibes in it. And for first things first, it's Japanese, so everybody knows how I'm in love with Japanese culture. So I will be definitely watching this on the 14th of September. Hopefully not to be disappointed, because I'm already disappointed by the fact that they're doing another take on Disney princesses. Oh, for fuck's sakes. How long do we have to watch this nonsense? Okay, moving on. Miss Education is a series that comes out 15th of September. South African based, so it should be interesting. It's about a child of a disgraced minister, apparently. A wannabe influencer who gets publicly humiliated and becomes an online meme, and everybody's taking a dig at her, tries to rekindle her life, or to, you know that story where they say you have to go to a different town to find yourself, to, you know, to be a different person, to hide away from your messes. So this wannabe celebrity enrolls in a small town where she hopes that nobody recognizes her, and somehow somebody recognizes her from the get-go. Oh. So the whole premise, the whole thing is she tries to regain her former social status. But the question will be, she'll discover herself. That's my personal opinion. I haven't watched the damn thing. It's from a trailer. I think she'll rediscover herself, and she'll realize what life, living, friendship, and love is more important than social status, than looking cool on the internet. I hope that's the message they'll be selling. If they don't deliver that, I'll be very, 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 very disappointed. So it's teenage, South African, I already mentioned. It's covering a bunch of social issues, from bullying, so stuff like that, and it's got comedy, and it's South African, as I already mentioned. Comes out the 15th of September. And to close things off, Love at First Sight. It's a movie, 15th of September comes out. It's basically in the name, Love at First Sight. Two strangers meet on a flight to London, and they fall in love. They go through 7-hour flight, apparently. They go through the phases of love, and they fall in love through unforeseen circumstances. But let's be honest, a broken phone. They lose means of communication to each other, and they cannot talk or anything. And the whole premise of the whole film is them trying to crawl, gravel, beg, plead, do everything necessary to crawl back to each other's arms. So it's very, very, very heartfelt. It's got a feel-good type of vibe, so it should be interesting for all those lovers. And I think it's also a number one pick for me for that Netflix and chill type of vibe with your lover. It's based on a novel. romance. Like I said, it's got romance, it's got drama. So it's based on a novel, and I think you will enjoy it. That's it for me with what's coming up in Netflix. So that's like half of the month of September. So I should be doing another one once Netflix reveals what is coming up next. So I've got dates from the 1st to the 15th. So around the 10th, maybe I will do an episode regarding what comes out with the remaining months of September. So this is what to look forward to in the first 15 days of September. With that being said, it's been a pal. Roll the outro. I am gone. Adios.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks.